Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place of confinement, wherever you might be, to bring to you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. To let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a great change in your life, to take you off the road of sin and to deliver you from the bondage of the enemy and set you free and give you joy, peace, and love like you never have experienced before, because Jesus is your friend. Praise God. And I'm here on radio preaching the gospel to spread the good news of Jesus Christ, to let those of you that's incarcerated know that the power of God can deliver you from whatever the enemy or Satan got you tied to, and make you brand new women and brand new men. And even to those of you that's out there in the free world, Jesus will set you completely free from what the devil have you tied to. Even though you may not be in a physical prison, but if you are hooked on drugs, alcohol, bound by witchcraft, or you are addicted to some type of medicine, whatever the enemy got you tied to, you can't help from using profanity, whatever it is, the power of God will set you free and bring you out that prison house and give you liberty. Praise God. And I'm telling you, we got a powerful ministry. The Lord bless Missionary Vell and myself with a Holy Ghost-filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach this powerful gospel to those that's behind prison bars. And we're here on radio preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we have this powerful message. I was doing a teaching series on the names of God. On today, we're going to talk about, starting this month, the Hebrew name Jehovah Kadisi, which is the Lord that sanctifies. We plan on having church with the message on this month. So we're likely to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for this exciting message. And those of you that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate, tune into today's broadcast. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. Praise God. Amen. And I'm telling you, Jesus will set you free from what the enemy has you tied to. Oh, yes, he can. There's power in the name of Jesus. And I love to lift up the name of Jesus, because through that name, people can be delivered and set free. And I preach Jesus in the jails and prisons. I preach Jesus in the church, because I'm a Jesus man. Praise God. Because I'm telling you, Jesus is the one that caused me to be on radio to preach this powerful gospel, to let you know about what the Lord can do. Praise God. I'm telling you, can't nobody do you like Jesus can. Praise God. Before I get into the powerful message, let's hear a song of praise coming from Helen Baylor, because she found out about Jesus. Praise God. And she's going to lift up the name of Jesus. Let's hear a song from Helen Baylor. Praise God.
I'm lifting up the name of Jesus. Thank you.
came into my life one day. I always knew in my heart that he was the way. My heart didn't have it, but I couldn't do it all. I've got joy in my heart. I want the whole world to know that I'm lifting up the name.
Yes, I am lifting up the name of Jesus. Praise God. And it's time to lift up Jesus in our world where there's so much violence going on, so much evil. And I'm telling you, the devil is out there doing so much destruction, killing the young people. People are just being killed by bullets, all of that, car accidents. So much destruction, losing lives. But Jesus come to give you hope, to let you know you don't have to live your life out there in sin. But Jesus come to set you free. Even though you may have tragedies, but Jesus will give you comfort
and give you hope in the midst of trouble. Because he's a wonderful counselor. He's a mighty doctor to heal your body of sickness and disease. Talking about what the power of God can do. Praise the Lord. Because Jesus went forth healing all manner of sickness and disease, destroying the works of the devil. Praise God. And I love for the power of God to work in the service. Praise God. How that the Lord can heal people. Amen. And to perform miracles. Praise the Lord. Because I preach a powerful gospel. And I'm telling you, I live this word. That's the reason why I promote it here on radio. Because I live what I preach. The Lord saved me. Yes, he did. He washed me in the blood. He sanctified me holy. He baptized me and filled me up, run me over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and that with fire. Praise God. And I'm telling you, I got power to live this life. Amen. And I have a testimony that I never tasted alcohol in all my days. I never smoked one cigarette in all my days. I never been to the clubs in all my days. I never tasted or touched any type of marijuana, crack, or cocaine in all my days. Because Jesus gave me the joy, the peace, the love I've been looking for. Praise God. I'm telling you, Jesus will satisfy you. Yes, he will. And when he satisfies you, you don't have no need for anything else. Praise God. Praise the Lord. That's the reason why I can live holy, because I'm satisfied. Praise God. And when the Lord sanctify you and wash you in the blood, you can live this life 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 12 months in a year. Praise God. When the Lord sanctify you, he calls you to love someone, to marry them, and they will be your husband and wife for life. I'm telling you, when the Lord give it to you and put you together, it's just like the Lord did me. He, praise our God, blessed me with a wonderful marriage, Missionary Velvet. Praise God. And we love one another. And when the Lord saved you, you can be a faithful husband to your wife. And the wife can be a faithful to her husband. No cheat, no adultery. I'm telling you, even though you're not married, you don't commit fornication. Because Jesus will satisfy you and keep you that you'll be able to live holy and keep yourself clean and do the perfect will of God to preserve yourself to your day you say your marriage to your husband and your wife. I'm talking what Jesus can do when the Lord save you. He will take sin out of you. The reason why people give over to the flesh, the reason why you got young people committing fornication, amen, feel like it's a norm because everybody doing it, so they say, is because the sinful nature is still in them. And you got church people that call themselves a Christian but still got the sinful nature in them. You got preachers that's in churches, got the sinful nature in them. Therefore, that's why they commit sin. That's the reason why they commit fornication and adultery. That's the reason why preachers, amen, molest kids. It's because of the sinful nature that's in them. And you cannot go to heaven with that sinful nature in you. And I'm putting on radio to let you know that. You cannot have the Holy Ghost if you got that sinful nature in you. Because you cannot put new wine in old bottles. Because if you do that, it'll blow up. I'm telling you, praise God. But in order for you to have the precious gift of the Holy Ghost, then you must be purged. You got to be sterilized. And there's only one way you can be purged and sterilized. That is through the blood of Jesus that he shed on Calvary. Praise God. I'm telling you. is more to being saved than just repentance and, amen, confessing Christ. It's more to it, people. That's the reason why I preach it. But that's the reason why so many Christians, after they so-called repent of their sins, after they confess Christ, and they confess they have the Holy Spirit, so they say, but yet and still they fall into sin. The reason why is because the sinful nature has never been taken out. But Jesus come to take that sinful nature out. He come to take the sinful nature out the preacher. He come to take the sinful nature out the digging. The church mother. The choir member. I'm telling you, Jesus come to take the sinful nature out the church members. When the Lord take the sinful nature out of you, he place a brand new nature in you. There's the nature of Christ. There's the new birth, being born again. Praise God. Amen. That's Jehovah Kadisi, the Lord that sanctifies. Praise God. You see, praise the Lord. Repentance lays the foundation. A lot of people lay the foundation, but don't ever build. But I want to let you know, you got to, after you repent of your sins, after you confess Christ, you got to get the blood. The blood must be applied to your soul. Praise God. People, amen, talk about Jesus' name. And they talk about being buried in the water in Jesus' name. I want to let you know, Jesus' name is not in the water. Jesus' name is at Calvary. Jesus shed his blood at Calvary's cross. And Jesus' blood at Calvary's cross will wash you and clean you up and root out that indwelling sin. Place in you a brand new nature. That's the nature of Christ. Being boned again. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And people need to understand, know that. Praise the Lord. Amen. Water baptism is part of your salvation, is a major part of your salvation. But water baptism does not take out that old Adam nature of sin. But there's only one thing to take it out. That is the blood of Jesus. Praise God. So after you get buried in water as a testimony, you changing your way of living, you're not going to go back to that sinful life anymore. But you need to leave that water and go to Calvary. How many of y'all went to Calvary? Amen. I'm not talking about going there and look at it and to look at how admire it, how pretty it is, and then talk about you got the Holy Ghost. I'm not talking about bypassing it. I'm talking about go there and pray and say, Lord, I want you to wash me in the blood. Lord, I want you to sanctify me through that blood. How many of y'all prayed that prayer? Praise God. Amen. You got to work your salvation out. You heard me? People say it's a gift. Yes. Amen. Salvation is a gift, but you got to work it out. The Lord ain't going to just throw it on you. You got to work it out. The Bible said, work out your own soul salvation with fear and trembling. That's what Paul said. I'm telling you, you got to work it out. Praise the Lord. And when you work it out, praise our God, I'm telling you, amen, the Lord will sanctify you through the blood. Wash you in that blood. Oh, yes, he will. Breathe in your soul and sanctify you wholly. Let's give you some scripture here. Amen. St. John 17:17, where Jesus was praying. In St. John 17:17, where Jesus was praying here and said, sanctify them, which is the disciples. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Amen. Jesus prayed that we be sanctified through the truth. What's the truth? That's himself, Jesus Christ. That's his blood. Jesus Christ. There's power in that blood. And the devil don't like it. That's why I like to plead the blood. When you plead that blood, the devil got to back off. You hear me? That devil got to go. Because there's power to drive Satan out of there. I'm telling you, glory to God. There's power in that blood. Praise God. And Jesus' blood will wash you and make you whiter than snow. And clean you up, take away the appetite, the desire of sin out of you. Make you a brand new creature in Christ Jesus. That's why Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, that means you women too. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. And behold, all things become new. Not some things, but all things. You don't act like you used to act. No more bad attitudes. No more rolling your eyes. No more, praise our God, telling lies. But you'll be truthful. No more shoplifting. But you'll be truthful. You don't steal no more. Because Jesus, I said Jesus, made the change. And when the Lord saves you, he makes you brand new inside out. Yes, he does. Make you brand new inside out. Glory to God. Amen. You got to go through Jesus. That's why Jesus said, St. John 14 and 6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No man come to the Father but by me. You got to go through Jesus to get to God. So many people talk about God these days. You got preachers, they been talking about God. But I'm going to let you know, you can't get to God, the Father, unless you go through Jesus, the Son. I'm telling you. And people need to understand all that. You think you're going to get to God by jumping over top of Jesus. I'm telling you, you're not going to get there. I'm telling you. So don't try to jump over Jesus trying to get to God. Because you're not going to get in there. Because Jesus said, I am the door. You got to go through the door to get to get to heaven. Go through Jesus Christ. Praise God. And Jesus will sure enough wash you and clean you up. And make you a child of God. Make your life brand new. Praise God. You pray and say, Lord, sanctify me through the blood. Breathe in my soul and sanctify me wholly. And I'm telling you, the Lord will breathe in your soul and sanctify you wholly. Glory to God. Because he sanctified me one day. Glory to God. Put that joy in my soul. Put that peace in my mind. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Oh, yes, it will. Glory to God. St. John 20 and 21. In the Bible. St. John 20 and 21. And people need to understand, know that. Praise the Lord. Then said Jesus unto them, again, peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so I send you. When the Lord justified you by faith, you got peace because all your committed sins are gone. You done repented, saying, Lord, forgive me of my sins. I won't sin anymore. That's another thing. It's time for church people to stop playing with the devil. You need to make up your mind to give the world up. Give up sin. Pray to the Lord and say, Lord, you forgive me of my sin. I won't sin anymore. And seek the Lord to sanctify you through the blood. If you plan on making heaven your home. Praise God. I know I'm preaching like thunder and lightning here on the broadcast. Because this is a powerful message. Talking about being Jehovah Kadisi. Being sanctified. Because Jesus wants us to be sanctified through the blood. Praise God. They shed on Calvary. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. We're going to pick it up on another broadcast. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Praise God. Just lay your hands on the radio as a point of contact as we pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. Praise God. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongue. Lord, heal the sick, those that sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Let the Holy Ghost go through these radio waves and touch the sick people. In Jesus' name we ask it. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch these prisoners. Let them know the power of God is here on this heaven-bound train broadcast, that they may feel the anointing of God in that jail cell, in that prison cell, in that dormitory. Let them know you love them, Lord, and turn their lives around, change them. Lord, do these things. We will praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God, those of you in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed with the many activities on our website, the Heaven Bound Train website. It's a powerful website with good Holy Ghost field preaching. I'm telling you, to inspire your soul, encourage your soul, help you to live this life. Amen. To run on for Jesus. Praise God. Also, we have links to Bible games, puzzle for the kids, so they can be blessed learning about Jesus. Amen. Through the Heaven Bound Train website. Glory to God. Just click on it many times as you want to. Amen. And let it bless your soul real good. Praise God. Those of you that's incarcerated, you can write our ministry for Bibles, other life-changing material. All material to prisoners are free. Praise God. And we want to send Bibles to prisoners. We have sent Bibles in the past to prisoners. And therefore, we want to send Bibles to prisoners. I was at a jail the other day and ministering the word of God at a local jail in another state. And they there said, we want a Bible. Praise God. He was asking me for a Bible. We want to give Bibles to prisoners. So those you in the free world, we want you to give your donations, large or small, to the Heaven Bound Train Ministries, for we can have it to purchase Bibles, to send Bibles to prisoners, because they want Bibles, and we want to give them a Bible so they can read the Word of God. Praise God. So send your gifts, your monetary gifts, to help us purchase Bibles for prisoners. Praise God. Though you don't speak the Spanish language, you can write us for Spanish material. Call Jesus Love the Spanish-speaking people. I'm telling you. Tonight's broadcast is Chaplain William Holmes, because I'm a Jesus man. I'm a Bible man. I'm telling you, I'm in this word. Amen. May God bless you. And if Jesus should come back for you today, will you be ready to go? Will you be ready? Praise God. Will you be ready? Praise God. Just think about that. Praise God. May God bless you. I love you. God bless you. To next week at the same time for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry Broadcast. God bless you. I love you. God bless you. Praise God. God bless you.